Come on, hallelujah. Come on, Israel, hallelujah. Look to your neighbor and say, my friend, let Yah enrich you in the knowledge of Yahshua. Shalom. Yah Baraka, you may be seated. I delight in the comfort of Yahshua the Lamb. And that is the revealed message of power that Yah has revealed unto His bayats, His elect, His call out, and those that He has set apart, that they may truly bring the Nishaha, the true worship, unto Yahweh. We are living in one of the most desolate times upon the face of the earth. Darkness covers every corner of the globe today. And the minds of men and women are so far removed from Emet, the revealed purpose of Yah. And that is what His Emet, His truth is. It reveals unto us whom He is. And a man without the light of the knowledge of Yahshua, he can never know the Amah. He can never even come unto His Hamashiach unless Yah draws him. So in this hour of great darkness, we must walk in the light. For Yahshua is the light for Israel. And the path of that light leads us into the presence of Almighty Yahweh, that we may enjoy the bosom of our Abba. The powers that be, they have corrupted everything. They've taken the mind of man and mutated it into a beastly, corrupt thing. They are entertained by everything but the imats, the truth, the reality of Yahweh. And the enemy takes them into this surreal world that is superficial, that is full of caricatures or funny mockery. This is what the world loves today. This is what men gravitate to. Things that mock Yah, things that Yah disapprove of, they give themselves over to it, their homes. They offer their children unto Molech, the prince of darkness and of hell. They give their children over unto the arts or the magical arts of deception, unto Molech and Molcham. They give them over unto every kind of vile sedition there is. And they think that there is no penalty or consequences for what they are doing. They are blinded and they cannot see. That is why when Yochanan heard the voice of Yahshua, he commanded unto Israel, come out of her, my people. Come out. How do we come out of this Jezanite spirit? I must regress somewhat because I must show us how to come out. I can tell you to come out, but Scripture must show us how to come out. If we do not know how to come out, then it will be like a maze unto us, a continuous path following the same roads, and we end up in the same spot every time. Take a look at your own life and the patterns you follow. It causes you to end up in the same position every single time. It is not one that is progressive. It is not one that leads us unto this inclination or this desire to understand the depths of Almighty Yahweh. As they would say in the gatherings as a young man, in their deeper depths and higher heights that we all should desire to acclaim to or escalate to. I want to understand the depths and the breadth of my Abba. As much as this natural or this spiritual renewed mind can comprehend or be filled with. So Israel must come out. I want to reiterate that verse again. It says in Gilead, I'm simply taking a different path, but I will get back to what we began on last Shabbat. You will see that it will all tie in. You always will next week. But I must remind us what we must come out. We see that Bethel has fallen. Revelation, Gilead, 18. We see that Bethel, she is called the Gadol, the Great. Her power cannot be measured. Her might is acclaimed through every part of the world. This nation, her might is known in every part of the world. Whereby the name of the Most High, not even known to those that have not been elected of Him, but His name must be declared from Hoshimayam. The name of the Most High, that it may be feared, must be declared unto every nation and every tongue, because in every tongue it is the same. It has no alternative. There is nothing in their language. That's why Yahweh confounded Babel. That only His name, the only name in every language, remains the same. There's only one definition to it. And He is the one that gives definition to His name. He has defined His name. So it comes from His bosom. We see that truth and revelation of His name in the knowledge or the revelation when Yahshua becomes real in Israel. So Yah says to us that Babel, the great, she has fallen, she has become the stronghold of every kind of shadim, demonic powers that operate in the mysteries of darkness. That is what these shadims are. They are powers that operate in the mystery of darkness. Well, what is the mystery of darkness? Did Shaitan dwell in the imat of Yah? Was he a liar from the beginning? And so that is the power of the stronghold of the shadim. That Christendom and Islam, Judaism and all teach their prolific lies of destruction. They will not dwell within the confines of Torah truth. So they add, they take, they diminish, they delete. And they add their traditions full of lies, because the traditions are not based upon the principles of Yah. Their traditions and principles, just like Micah, the prophet said to Nobi, that they have replaced the ordinance of Yah with the statutes of Omri. And they walk in the same wickedness as Ahab. That he was rebellious because he was led by an Isabel, a Jezebel spirit, one of a practitioner of every kind of idolatry worship there was. And we have the same in Babel. You go to Europe today, they're filled with their soccer games. And everyone, they rally and they rail against the opposing team. Their gods are esteemed. It's paganism. It's an idolatrous worship. And Yah says the only way we can worship Yah, the only way. Listen to me, Israel. We must come out of this whore. The only way you can worship Yah is in the Ruach, the life of His power, and in His imat, His truth. Well, what truth? We must go to the Bereshit, the beginning of things, the Torah of Yah, this damn demise of hell. That this whole has become the stronghold of all kinds of shadims. And these are demonic powers that speaks after their father Shaitan. He was a liar from the beginning. And their doctrines are based upon lies. Their doctrines are based upon corruption. They have lied against the Most High, Most Kadesh, Kadesh name. His name is Kodesh. And we are a Kadosh people set apart unto Him. So she has become the stronghold of every kind of unclean spirit and every kind of uncaged bird. So when we began to allow the lies of the traditions of men to supersede the statutes, the ordinance of Yah, We have replaced the order of Yah with the statutes of Omri. How is that, preacher? Because the statutes of Omri allow you to be a practitioner of fleshly desires and lusts, greed, and superficial lifestyle. Just like in this false whore here. Superficial, that they're buying $200,000 homes. Everything is inflated. It gives them this former sense of grandeur. And they're nothing but puppet slaves, fool bound to the master Shaitan. They lied to get them homes. They cheated on the financial forms. They did every kind of thing it is to get into these lying, devilish places. And now their own God has forsaken them. I thought about that this morning on the back of every piece of money in this nation, and God do we trust. And this nation trusts in God. Let every God be damned to hell. But let Yahweh Almighty, because the gods, the expression God cannot express the dynamics of Yah. I'm not afraid to say it. If you're afraid I say that, you better run. Let every God be damned. Every God. Let them all be damned. He's not a part of the families of gods. Zeus, Astaroth, Jupiter, he stands alone. And so in the expressive equation of man, there is no superlative to express him but one thing, and that's his name. It's all encompassing. It encompasses the reality of whom he is, what he is, and his purpose. Nothing else. And so this place and the world has become the stronghold of every kind of unclean thing. Every kind of vile, wicked spirits. Right here in South Carolina last night. What a nutty, stupid parent to even take their child out to be a part of this pagan ritual of death. The little child shot and killed because he was trick or treat. He got the trick as well as the treat. I don't mock it, but it takes a stupid jackass parents to allow their children to be a part of such devilish, devious, wicked thing. Come on, mamas and daddies. You put them in this corporate system to train their minds to hate Yah. They despise your dumb ass, and I say it that way. They make them enemies of even their own parents. The scripture tells us, the Torah, that sons and daughters, don't forget the Torah of your parents. Of your Aima and your Avat. The scripture talks about the dumb ass that even spoke to Baal, right? So the dumb ass speaks to the dumb ass parents, all right? I'm an ass for you, I'm a dumb ass. I have no education or qualifications. It is only by the Ruach of Yah that we are qualified to speak. He sends messengers to waken up this wicked, corrupt society. He wants you, Israel, to come out. How do we make the transition? It has to be clear in scripture. Let me move a little farther and I will take you to that. Hallelujah. Above all things, Israel, I want us to have understanding. As Elder Wyman, he brought out the hukmah. But above all things, we must get understanding binah. We must understand what Yah speaks to Israel. If I'm here, I don't want you here. If I'm here, whoop, I want you boom, here. If I go there, bam, I want you bam. Wherever I go, I want you to go. You understand? No, I don't want to talk down to Israel. I want to talk to Israel. I don't want to talk around Israel. I want to reveal to Israel. I don't want to set up a superficial image of me. I want you to understand the reality of the Torah of Yah. To hell with David Roberts. I must use these kinds of superlatives because they make an imprint in our minds. And I will not shun them. It's for me to do that. You other brothers, it may not even fit your personality. But for me, it's all right for this preacher, all right? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he says that this cage, and it is a Bavel spirit.
It is steeped in the mercantile, the financial markets, in her merchants, her democracy, her capitalist system. These are the three unclean spirits that went out of the mouth of this vile thing they call the prophet. And all of these prophets today that are of that order of the Shabims, they speak of the mercantile, of merchandising, of capitalism and democracy. See, they have the statues of Amre. So Yah says to us, come out. Yahweh, how do you tell us to make transition without showing us the direct of the way, the roadmap? He must give us that. He must show us. There must be precise steps how we come out of this alluring whore. One of the first things that Evangelist Hartsfield said to me as a young preacher, and I recall these things. He says to me, Brother Roberts, he says, what is the power that hold people to sin? And because I was ignorant and dumb, and I did not want to pretend that I was a man of understanding, I simply kept quiet. Did not try to promote myself as his equal, because I was not. I was not. And he says to me, I'll never forget, he says, my brother, he says, Moshe chose rather to suffer with the people of Yah than to enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. And that is the stronghold of sin. It gives this superficial pleasure. You think it's going to last, but it is only momentarily. It is a false delusion. And so you're always seeking for the crack high. You got to buy another piece of pleasure. You bought a new car today. Year later, it's not adequate. You got the home of your dream, but that's not adequate. You got to get another one because your neighbors moved out. It shows that they are more progressive than you. They're just greater liars than you. And they're more debt than you. My life has one purpose, and that is for the kingdom work. To direct Israel into the path of Sadiqah, nothing else. I have no other purpose in life, period. So that is what sin does. And in the midst of Babel, the Shadims, it caused man to be brought unto the pleasure. Because we are empty vessels, they have been swept. We are people that have been cleansed, even by our own consciousness, not to even go in that path. And all of a sudden, that spirit said, I will go back to my house, that Shadim. He comes in with seven Shadim, demonic powers, more wicked than the one that was there. And it's hard for you to get back. You can't get back. You can't get back to the place that caused you to be progressive in the things of Yah. You cannot. There's only one way, Israel, that we're going to get back and come out of this whore. He says here in Gileana 18:4, Yochanan says, and I heard another voice from Hashemayim. Listen to me, Israel. He said, saying, come out of her, my people. Be ye not a partaker of her sins. What is sin? What is sin? Scripture must identify what sin is. It says, listen, there are two books that I'm primarily, three, Gileana, the book of Yochanan, that I will speak from, because I find that book and Tehillim, Psalms, they are books of intimacy and compassion and bosom revelation from Yahweh. No other books like Tehillim, Yochanan, the books that are intimate and shows you the breadth of the tenderness and the purpose of Yah like no other books. Those two. I've read this book. I've coursed it up and down, sideways, and every way there is. Back, I read backwards. I go from the end back to the beginning. I start at the end and I go back to the beginning. That's our start. I go from the end back to the beginning. So there are no books like those books. So there are only a couple books I will read from today. But it says, what is sin? He says, be ye not a partaker for sins. Now, I want to establish what sin is out of the Brit Hadassah, out of the Renewed Covenant, out of 1 Yachahan, 1 John 3, 4. We must identify what sin is. Now, this is sin. In our tradition, they told us, if you take a shot of liquor, you're in sin. You drink a little wine, you're in sin. You understand, it was a self-righteousness of a people. Because they did not do a thing, and you did that, they perceived that you were wicked and sinful. But sin must be identified according to Scripture. It says in 1 Yochanan 3:4, it says, whosoever commits sin also commits iniquity, avon. What is avon? It is a perverse, corrupt, vile mindset that despises the Torah of Yah. In these shodems, they despise the Torah. Be not even impressed, don't even marvel, that Shatan has transformed himself into a melach of light. And even his ministers, listen to me, Israel, and even his ministers are perceived as ministers of Sudikam. They declare the righteousness of Yah, but they're not. Not at all. So we know that whosoever commits sin also now, listen, commits iniquity or van, for sin is, for the definition of sin. Not your drunken stupid, but when you transgress the Torah, you will become a drunkard. For sin is the transgression. It is a precise act. It is the, specifically, the refusing and the rebuttal of the Torah of Yah. That's sin. Not the Baptist sin. The Baptist sin is different than the Methodist sin. White sin is different than black sin. Jewish sin is different than Greek sin. That's sin, period, is summed up in the word of Yah. If you sin, you also commit iniquity. What is iniquity? What is ovand? It is without the discipline of the guidance of the Torah of Yah. It is the inability to hear the voice of Yahshua. Yahshua say, my sheep know my voice. They know my voice. What did he speak? He is the Emet. He was from the beginning. Where was he? In the bosom of Yah. He was in the bosom, not a man. He was in the bosom of Yah. He was the words. Folks love whores, though. They love whores. They love these whores on. These actresses. Heads look contorted. Look at them freaks. I've seen such freaky things in all my life. Look at them things that Lohan, I mean, the whatever name, Logan or whatever the Jezebel, their head look like it's that long. Little old body look miniature. I said, man, they look like something out of space. They're empowered by demonic forces. And let me tell you something, Mammy and Pappy, and Grandmammy and all, you allow that spirit to shape the minds of your children. You're not even that. Come on. You're twisted in your damn approach, man. Come on. Something is wrong with you. Train them up in the way that they should go. You allow that to train them. They're going to be your thuggies and they're going to pump out their babies like dogs in the street. Come on, Israel. Hallelujah. So we know that sin is a transgression of the Torah. He says, come out, back to Revelation. He said, come out of her, my people. Be ye not a partaker of her sin and receive not of her plagues. We cannot, Israel, be a partaker of this Babel system. It is one of deception. It is one of lies. It is a system that deceives us. The monies are deception. It's not about a piece of paper and a promissory note. Has no concrete value at all. Why would you labor for it? A democracy is not a democracy. A system, when you have in this country, 10% of all the people own 90% of the wealth, you know that this is a twisted, damn, corrupt nation. You got these dogs and these hogs Black Titty Snake and these Pippin Benny Hens telling you that their God wants you to be rich. They're damned liars. You got these little phony charlatan men that set up their little houses of harlotry, and you like it because you feel well in there. Well, this word that Yah gives unto Yisrael is a two-edged sword, and it cuts. It's meant to cut. You can't do nothing but that, mama. Do that. Hallelujah. He says, come out. Don't be a part of her. Don't be a part of her plagues. Not at all. Do not be a participant of her sins. He says, again, he says, listen now, verse 5. Now, I want to show us how to come out. He says, for her sins have reached unto Yah. My. That is beyond the expression of profound. Her sins, when man in all of his intellect, his knowledge to go beyond this stratosphere, he cannot go beyond it. Do you understand? For her sins have reached unto Yah, and Yahweh has, he has, listen now, not he has he remembered her sins, he has zakah. He has zakah. Her iniquities, he has zakah. They have been placed prominent in his mind, his frontal lobe. He has, listen. Not a sin, because Joshua came to save sinners. He came to save sinners. We were chief of sinners. Israel. He says, but now her avon, her iniquity. Even we were wicked. Listen, Israel, I must make the separation here. When we were wicked, even though we did not understand Torah, Yah still he had mercy on us. Did he not? Listen to me. He had mercies, did he not? And now he is saying that this is a people that even my Torah will not discipline them. It will not guide them. The revelation of my Torah will not deliver them. He said, now I have remembered, I have zakah. It is the most prominent thing in my thought. I have remembered. Does not the scripture say zakah, the Shabbat? Should not that be the most prominent thing in our minds? Come on here, folks. You that are listening, you can shout hallelujah in your homes. He says, Zakah, remember the Shabbat? And keep it kadosh, kadosh, set apart. So he says, I have zakah. I've set apart her sins from her avon, her iniquities, perverted, vile, Torahless ways. Why? Because these are statues of Omri. And she has the same principles of Ahab and Isabel. It is a rebellious spirit. That's why when I warn you, daughters, you think so foolishly and stupid. You don't even know what you're wrestling against. You're so immature and childlike. Your brothers as well. When I said to us last week, the brothers, that includes this man. We need to come up in our conveying unto Israel the importance of the word of Yah. You stop a little time from your Joe jacket and grab hipping and spend a little more time in the word of Yah. I need to show you what Yah wants you to understand. There are a lot of things that I know that you don't even need to know. I need to show you what this and how applicable this is to you. When you realize that, it becomes a reality. It becomes an intrinsic, it becomes interwoven in your life. So everything you do is done, even though you don't even consciously think it's done, because the directive comes by the Ruach of Yah. And your way is right, your walk is right, your talk. For Yah says, I have zakah her avon. When a nation, a people, a world has no discipline of Torah, and this is a wicked people. So Yah says, come out of her system of Torah. System that governs flesh. Does not this nation, is there a system that governs our flesh? Sure it is. That's why they have advertisement and all these books and trash you get. Cause you to be given over unto lust and greed. Come on, Yisrael, you almost will talk to me. It is one thing. There are three components of the imats of Yah, and they consist in everything about Yah. It consists of omein. That is, that it is so that Yah said it is so. It is established. It is his imunah. His imunah. That it is a confidence in what Yahweh says, and it is his imat, his truth. That is the component and the essence of his imunah, of his omein, and his truth. Everything Yah says, based upon that, are those foundational principles. It's not of Yah, it's not based upon that. You understand? So you say things to be lost. I say things to cause us to move up in the Ruach. We must have ear to hear what the Ruach of Yah speaks. We must, Yisrael. Don't we hear every kind of innuendo? Come on! Situation that happened here, some of you all talking, didn't even know what was talking, but you heard. Hypocrites. But when it comes to Yah, you don't hear nothing, do we? Come on, hear somebody, as the old preacher would say, in that whole house. Just keep doing that, mama. Hallelujah. So how do we transition? The scripture gives us directives or how. I want to show us one of the most prominent, one of the most profound prayers in scripture. It was done by Yahshua HaMashiach. A prayer, a tefillat. And the tefillat, the prayer of Yah, it is one that renounces sin. That is what true tefillat is. It deals with the essence of sin. It deals with corruption. And this is the cry that Yahshua cried. It says in Yochanan, John 17, I want to begin reading at verse 17. Hallelujah. To me, this is one of the most prominent and most powerful prayers of utterance. Even most prominent than the prayers of Gethsemane. He says here, Yochanan 17, verse 17. As he prays unto the Abba, he says, and I will use this word sanctify for the purpose of expedience, for clarity, because our minds are associated with what that details. Well, the details of what sanctified is. It is the mind, it is the body, it is the personality. It is a persona that is not like the rest of the world. It is not like the others. The walk is different. The talk, the dress, the attitude, the desire, the mentality, the purpose is different. It's different. It is not associated with things that are against the commands or the imat, the truth of Yah. But it is a concept or a word that denotes, and it has a connotation that one, they are not like what we think is normal. They are outside of the box. They are not a part of the paradigm. They are outside of the paradigm. So look what he says. He says as he prayed, he says, Kadash, sanctify, set them apart. Listen, hear me, Israel. He said, Abba, make them different. Bring them out. To be set apart, you have to come out. Can I show you an example of what that is, mama? You go to the store and you see all these beautiful moms. And so you look to the breadth and the depth of the moms' flowers. And you began to pick out the ones you think are more fuller. The buds are prettier. They're formed with perfection. You began to pick that one out. And you make sure you set it far enough apart that it does not become a part of this integration here. You segregate it. You set it apart. And its identity, you can identify from the mass because it's over there. The buds were fuller. Everything had more beauty. The colors were more colorful. It had more life to it. Am I making sense? Hear me. So Yahshua prayed this prayer, this tefillah. He says, Yahweh, my Abba. He said, I want you to set them apart. I want you to kadosh or kadash, set them apart. How, Yah? He says, set them apart through. That little preposition there, he says, set them apart through. And that has to indicate a movement into and out. He says, set them apart. Listen. Through. You understand, Israel. I want this to resonate. He prayed this. Sanctify them. Kadash. Make them kadosh. Set them apart. Through. There's only one way. You're going to come out of her. It's through your truth. He says, set them apart through your now. Listen now. So that shows me there's a possession there. Your. He says, set them apart through your word, your truth. He says, your word, your Torah is truth. Israel, how do we find the words that Yahshua spoke? Preach from, how do we find it? Unless we visit the Bereshit, the Torah, the beginning of Yah. Listen, Israel, there is no other way you can come out of her but through the wisdom, revelation, understanding of Torah. You will always be a part of her system. You will almost always be a part of her dogma, her traditions. The only way, if Yahshua prayed this prayer, he says, come out of her, my people. That is to be set apart. Listen, I'm coming back to Yochanan. I know it is to be set apart because, listen. It says in Jeremiah 51 verse 45. Now, I know this has to do more than just coming out or the expression we think there is a movement that comes from our own ability, but that's not so. Look what it says in Jeremiah 51:45. It says, my people, go ye out of the midst of Babel and deliver you every man his nephesh, his soul, from the fierce anger of Almighty Yahweh. So that shows that one, there must be a transition. So the truth will transition us into the bosom of Almighty Yahweh. So you must go out. You must go out of her system, Israel, her training process to train your mind. We must go out of that, Israel. Because if you're in her, then you're going to be of the same spirit that's in her. You're going to be of the spirit of Shadim's demons. You may think you're right, but you're not right. Hallelujah. You may think you're walking correctly, but you're not walking correctly. There's only one way to walk, and that is through the truth. He says, sanctify them, set them apart, bring them out through your truth. The only way you're going to be set apart, come out, is through the truth. Just like mother looking at those flowers, her eyes say, the truth, that is the prettiest one. I tell you the truth, honey. Oh, folks used to talk like that. Honey, I tell you the truth. That one looks so pretty. So you must come out through truth. You cannot go out through religious participation or religious activities. But he prayed, you bring them out through your truth. Sanctify them through your truth. The power of your truth, yeah. I want to show you the power of Yah's truth and what it does to Israel. That's why we've been bound and shackled down. I pray that Yah send the messenger. Yah send your messenger. And he would declare with great profoundness and utterance, that fear shall overtake the hearts of many. Hallelujah. That we may fear his name and honor it. He says, sanctify them through your truth. Now, in order to understand the depths of that, we must look in scripture in the Bereshit and see if there were things that deal with your truth. Whose truth? Not my truth. I am deceived. I'm a liar. I'm corrupt. I'm vile. It is only through the truth that I am justified before Yah. For some flesh, all flesh is as grass. Not some hearts, but the heart of man is deceitful. So we must go in scripture. Yahshua says, cleanse them, set them apart, make them a part of us through. It shows us a process how you must come in. To get into the place whereby you can be set apart. If y'all can reveal this to an ignorant nukumpunt like me, just sitting there. No, I don't sit there for 5 minutes. It may take hours.
I like sitting there on the first day of the week, reading scripture. I put together two messages last week on the first day, just sitting there for hours. I love reading the book. I love it. That's what inspires me and keeps me. It does. I'd rather read that to me in Walmart or Kmart. Because you're still part of her. You get excited about that. Now, this, something is wrong. Listen to me. So, Yahweh, he must show us. If this is recorded in the Tanakh, in the Torah, the word of Yah, what deals with your truth. I want to read a few verses here. It says, hallelujah. I want to read this. It says, Tehillim, Psalms 25. I'll read these verses quickly. Psalms 25, verse 5. It says here to Darak, lead, instruct me, Yah. He says, Darak, lead me, Yah, in what? Tehillim 25, 5. In what? No, in your truth. In your truth, even in the KJV, it says in your truth. Lead me in your truth, Yah. What is his truth? It is his Torah. That's what the Torah leads us. It leads us. It leads us. Lead, brothers and sisters. It leads. One thing about a leader, he has to say nothing. A guide will have to point out things to you. But a leader, you just walk in the tracks of the leader. He says, lead me, Yah, Darak. Lead me in your truth. And do what? And teach me, for you are the servant ruler. You are the sovereign ruler of my Yishak, or my salvation. On you do I wait part of the day. All the day. Deacon Horn reminded us of that Pacific word, all, kol. It includes the whole. The totalness. Pacific. Every ingredient. So we must allow Yah to lead us. So he said, first of all, Yah, sanctify them. Lead them. The only way you're going to be led out of dark way, you're going to be led, right? Come on, Israel. One of the best things they made as far as when one travels, that GPS. I always took the initiative. I like to find places. Tell me how to get there. But you lose time that way. When that GPS leads you, tells you, I don't care if you're in Philadelphia, tells you on Bernard Street, I don't care whether you this one, the ones we have, you can go to Europe and it leads you every direction. Turn on Varnhofen Boulevard. And so he says, leads. Yeshua says, I pray, Yah, sanctify them, set them apart, make them in kadosh, through. So you must be led through the truth. Do you all hear me? You must be led through the truth. It is the washing by the power of this living world, this living water, the truth, that washes us. So he said, lead me, Yah, in your truth. We want to be led by traditions of men. And they lead us to death, open us up to every kind of shodem and demon. You're led by your own philosophy and your own thoughts and concepts. Your own form of love. That's not the love of Yah. See, the Hava, Yah prefer your brother, sister. It is kindly, it's easily be intrigued. That damn trash we call the Hava is not about a false, preposterous, self-redeeming righteousness. We think of ourselves, we love someone. You don't know how to love no one. You haven't been taught how to love. The only way you're going to be taught how to love is through the truth. So David said, lead me. A king, sanctify them. Come out of her, my people. Come you out of her. So you think that Shatan and his Shatim is going to lead you to anything but lies? They're going to lead you with lies. He is the master of the world. Her mercantile system, her monetary, her capitalist, her democracy, her school system, her colleges. They twist your mind. They lead you away from the Torah, the truth of Yah. You find yourself walking in death and all kind of every kind of vile and clean thing. He said, lead me through your truth. Lead me, Yahweh. Lead me in your Torah, your truth, and teach me. For you are the one that brings salvation unto Israel. There is no salvation without Yah. Yeshua is the Yashach.
He's the Savior of Israel. Is he the truth? Well, we'll find out whether he's the truth. We'll find out. Listen what David cried even again in the 26th verse of the same, 26th verse of Tehillim. He says here in the 26th verse and verse 3, he says to Yah, your hasat, your love kindness, your tenderness, your hasat. Your love kindness is before my eyes. The hasat of Yah, his love kindness, his tenderness toward all Israel. Not those that you chose to be tender by, but his hasat. His love kindness is before our eyes. Now what's before the eyes of this world? Talk to me, Israel. They fill your mind with every kind of lust. Your mailboxes are filled with every kind of paper to buy, to get greedy and to lust. Isn't that so? So he wants us, David says, he says that his hasat, his love kindness is before my eyes. And I have halak. I have been directed. I have walked in what? In what? In what? In your truth, Yah. That's why Yahshua prays, separate them. Set them apart in your truth. That's the only thing that's going to cause us to come out of her. It is your truth, Yah. Have you ever said, well, I just believe this. Well, it's your belief, isn't it? But it's not your truth, Yahweh. Well, I believe I treated her right. Nah, that's your belief. What your truth is, Yah, it tells you how to deal with one. Can I tell you how to deal with one? Will you believe me if I tell you? I just read it. David said, your hasat, your love kindness is always before my eyes. We always see the innuendos and the gossiping and lies, don't we? Come on here, Israel. That's what we see. Brother, sister, this way. David said, your love kindness is always before my eyes. That's why you have difficulty with each other. Come out of her, my people. Be you not a partaker of her sins. Be a part of her ways. Don't halak. Walk in her ways. For I have halak. Walk in your truth. Does it just say truth in your translation? It just say truth? Your truth? Oh, your, thy. Come on, that's antiquated, Annabella. Thy, thee, those, thouest. Your truth. Still, thy, it shows a possession, doesn't it? What's yours is yours, what's man and man. Walk in your truth, thy truth, Yah. Walk in the truth of Yah. And the only way you're going to do that, you must have the love kindness. When a man's walking in the love kindness of God, Yahweh, he's walking in the truth. And the love kindness of Yah, first of all, it generates a great ahava for what? To love Yah with all. Heart, soul, mind, and strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. That's why I tell you, I've always said this to us. And even in the past, I didn't understand why, but I understand it even every day more clear. I said, don't even love me with your love. Because you don't even know how to love yourself. Come on, who are you adults do not want to take a bath? Clean your body. Come on. That's why I said other day, little 8, 19-year-old children, they don't like bathing. Well, mind you, no, they like playing in the water. They like playing around the water. Don't tell me that. They like playing there. They don't even know what it is to be. They like playing with the soap and the rag, throw a toy in there. Don't tell me that. Don't give me them lies. We don't like walking in the truth. We don't like the truth. We don't like to walk in the truth. We don't like to yalaka, stride in the truth. That's what we must do. Set them apart through your truth. Okay? Set them apart through thine truth. No, set them apart through your truth, Yah. Set them apart. Make them kadash. Separated. A people set apart through your truth. There's a reason I'm reading this, for clarity. Because if Yah gives us a command, we must obey it. And we're going to find out the only way we're going to come out of her is through truth. Through his imat. And that is the thing that the enemy fights against today. Torah. His name, the Shabbat. Everything is based against that. Everything, I don't care where you go. Everything is based against it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this is the profound utterance of cry unto Yahweh David. Did not Yahshua in that profound prayer for the Shulishim, he prayed that Yah would separate them, make their mind to be mindful with one purpose of his imat. Now David, his prayer is almost identical in Tehillim 40, verse 10. David said here, David in Tehillim 40, verse 10. He said, Yahweh, I have not kasa, I have not concealed. I have not been covetous, I have not covered. I have not hid. Yisrael, I'm not trying to hide the Sadiq or your Sadiq. Yeah, he said, I have not concealed, I have not kasa, your Sadiq within my love. I've not hid it. Because we know that the Sadiq or the righteousness of Yah is from everlasting to everlasting. And his Torah is the Imat. So he said, listen, Yisrael, what is he saying? I have something in me. I cannot hide it. I cannot kasa. To hell with the wicked. I am not ashamed of my Abba's name. There are people call me, the young man called me the other day from California. His wife found the website and they were just overtaken. But listen, Yisrael, he said something and immediately I straightened it out. We began to talk. He was not a rebellious young man. He simply said to me, the things you're saying, preacher, I've never heard it like that. I just never heard it that way. But he did not resist the imet, ha-imet, the truth of Yah. He says, can I call you? I said, no, you go and listen. Spend some time there. Read and listen. And then when you call, you can speak with a little more clarity. There was a woman called this morning from Florida. Wanted to know what message or what is that on at this time. What's the title? For what? Because the word of Yah, it will bring us into his truth. That's what the word of Yah is. The word of Yah will bring us into his Torah. His statutes, his ordinance. And the way of Shadims will bring us into the way of Shaitan. Lies, deception, and corruption. Full of ovan, iniquity, that you deprave, you're desolate, there's no power of life in you at all. The word of Yah brings life, Yisrael. That's why the enemy doesn't want us to walk in the truth. They had a battle ahead of them, did they not? That's why he had to pray for them. I will show you the prayer of Yahshua. Let me move quickly. He said, I have not kasa your Sadiq within my heart. I have declared, look now, your faithfulness, your Yahshua. I have not concealed or kahad. I'm not concealed. I've not cut off this testimony. The old woman reminded us we must have testimony. Cannot be cut off. He said, I'm not cut it off. I have not cut off this testimony from my love, Yah. He said, your love, kindness, and what? And your truth from the great, the God, oh, congregation. I will not cut off his truth, your truth, Yah, from his people. I will cut off traditions, but not his truth. Now, why would David cry like that? The next verse. He says, Chala, withhold not. Do not restrict, Yah. Restrict or forbid. Do not withhold not your tender mercies from me, O Yahweh. He says, let your love, kindness, and your what? Your truth, your imat, do what? No, do what? Do what now? Continuously, is that perpetual? Is that without ceasing? Continuously do what? Preserve me. In this foul cauldron of darkness, that is our preserving power. It is your truth, Yahweh. It is not the lives of the Baptists or the Methodists, the Pentecostal. It is not these classification of racial lies. It is the truth of Yah that preserves us. It is our mapeh. It is what brings healing. Yahshua prayed, I want you to set them apart through your truth, Yah. And that's the only way we are set apart, Yisrael. You can take the doctrines of your whole houses that have the statues of Omri. And they walk like Ahab. They do wickedly. They celebrate their Easter's and their damn Christmas and their pagan Halloween's. They make it palatable for everyone. They have their little horse shindings and say you can't do it in a way of reverence. Lies. Only certain days and things you can do with a reverence unto Yah. And they are His mo'adim, His feasts. We go to these damn birthday parties of the heathens and pigs. And we have no conscience of the mo'adim of Yah, His feast days. And He tells us, we think He's a liar. This is a false people. Yah says by His immutability, He cannot lie. He said, let some men now be a liar. He said, let every, listen to me, Israel. You better hear me. He said, let every man. Let every man's doctrine, let every man's statue be a lie. He said, but let my Torah be truth. Let my words be truth. Now that's what He said. He said that. Don't tell me that His feast days are abandoned. It's a time of memorial unto Him that we, Zakah, remember. Will folks remember Christmas? Will they do the last minute Christmas shopping? You might as well come on. Will a man remember his wife's anniversary or the birthday? Come on! Do they make preparation for that? Does a mother remember the child's birthday or the dad, his son's? Come on, Israel! So we have conscience of that, that what Yah instructs us in, it is vitally more important. I'd rather remember Pesach than Sister Robert's birthday. I would not have even thought of remembering it if it had not been for Hannah. That's the truth. She was telling me little Ruth Anna's birthday, and she says, Sister Robert's birthday. I said, wow. We did nothing, but she worked that day. Cooked. Hallelujah. She has a celebration every day. Even when the preacher fusses at it. Hallelujah. He said, do not withhold, do not restrict your tender mercies. We don't want Yah to restrict His tender mercies or His love kindness from us. And let His Torah continuously preserve, guard us, and make sure there's nothing contaminated in us. Did not Yahshua pray that through your truth, set them apart? Can you all that can you go in and look at jars and look on the top and say, this jar is bad? You know that, don't you? You don't even have to open it. You know that it's bad. I don't care if it's one can sit there 1 year, this one in that 10 years, you say that one's still all right, but this one, hallelujah. I do know how to separate the bad one from the one that is serviceable. Is that not so? So this with Yahweh Yisrael. It is through the truth that preserves us, that guards us. In essence, it is the guarding of one's mind. That's what he was praying. Guard their mind. Separate their mind from the affections and the lusts of the world. Our minds are not even separated from that. We lust and we still don't have. We ask and we have not. Because our prayers are filled with lies of greed and lust. And they are diametrically opposed to the mitzvah of Yah.
It is Yisrael. These liars, they're liars and they're full of deceit. If a man does not tell you the truth, if they have not the light or the testimony in them, they're liars and they're deceivers. They have not the truth in them at all. Period. Hallelujah. So it is the truth that preserves them.
What is truth? Can I tell you this? I want you to think on that as I preach. What is truth? I want to show you a simple explanation as I go for what is truth. All right. Move quickly to Tehillim 43. Verse 3. David says, he says here in Tehillim 43. Verse 3. He says, oh, Yahweh Shelach, Shelach, send out your light. Shelach. That means let it be, let your light penetrate. You understand, Yisrael? Shelach. Oh Yahweh, let your light penetrate. Let it penetrate. Oh Yah, send out your light and your what? Your imad. Send it out, Yah. Yahshua is the light of Yah. Is he not? Yahshua is the imad, the Torah, the truth of Yah. And David, even though they did not see this day, but they saw it. He says, Shelach, let it penetrate. Or when Yahshua comes in, when the power that he met comes in, it makes a transformation. This vile thing they call the Holy Ghost in the house, it is the Holy Ghost, it's a damn ghost. That's the same thing that went out last night, the goblins and the ghosts and all this damn trust. It is not the Ruach HaKodesh of Yah. This damn pagan name is a pagan damn lie. It's a pagan damn lie. We got to call it what it is. I'm not afraid. Hallelujah. What if you die, preacher? I had once told me, you nearly blasphemed the Holy Ghost. I say, to hell with the Holy Ghost. But Baraka and bless his Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit and life of Yah. Hallelujah. To hell with these Hindu personalities of their 300 million gods. That's what it is. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're destroyed because we're ignorant. That's all right to be ignorant. You just don't know. Hallelujah. You don't know. But when the truth comes, you don't avoid the truth. I'm not blaspheming the Ruach of Yah, believes me. I am not Israel. I am not. If I believe what I said would bring detriment, death to me, I would not say that. We must throw down this idolatrous practice that has been perpetrated by this vicious hoe. This slut. She came out from among the Israelites. She began to purport herself in all kinds of facets of religion. That's where she came from. She tried to incorporate herself with every. You can't lay in bed with everything. You can't eat everything. There's some things that do not agree with your body. Is that right? I know it is with me. Hallelujah. So send out your truth. Let them naha or lead me. Let them bring me to your and Kadesh Hill and to your Mikha Tabernacle. It is the truth that brings us to the presence of Yah's Hill. You can sit up on a hill and you can oversee the things that are taking place, can you not? This is what brings us to the presence of Yah. The light. You need light to shine so you know your direction. And you need to know the truth that you're taking the right road there. There's nothing more nervous than when you're traveling, you don't know what road you're on. You like to know where you are, don't you? It gives a kind of energy, doesn't it? Just almost like Elder Wyman in some of those hills. He finds himself. He says, where in the world can I turn around? He may have to go 20 miles to turn around. That big thing, 30. Man, they expected me there this time. They're going to think, man, how in the world I get here? Send out your light, Yah. Send out your imad. He has said, Yahshua. That's what David was crying for. Sit him down. Sit out the light. I am the light of the world. That's what Yahshua declares. He's the light. He leads us unto Yah. Brings us unto the heel of Yah. Where we can truly worship him.
Jahakra.
Hallelujah. This makes sense to me. It will add up in the end. 2 + 2 = 4, isn't it? There are other derivatives, but it's still 4. Hallelujah. You can do it 0.5%, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5, 0.5. You still get it. 0.3, 0.3, 0.3, 0.1, 0.3. You can do it. A matrium of ways. Sure you can. You still get the same numeric consequence. 4. So his truth is truth. It's one thing about truth, you let me move further. Hallelujah. So let your light, your wisdom, your Hamashiach, and your truth guide me, Yahweh. It is one thing that is certain. That's why Yahshua said, separate them, sanctify them through your truth. Because when one is kalak, walking in the truth, it produces a certain mind, a certain determination. And if it's one that could tell us that it was David, he says in Tehillim 86:1. Hallelujah. 86:11. I want to read this as I press on. I want to finish up today. Come out of her, my people. You tell us something, yeah, how do we come out? It says in Tehillim, Psalms 86, verse 11. He says, Yara, teach me, Yara, instruct me. We are people that do not like to be taught. We hate instructions. Because instructions always shows you your deficiencies. Instructions will always show you your deficiencies. Your inability. A wise man adheres to that. And he is blessed because he's wise. But he says, Yara, teach me your derech, your path, your way to walk. Teach me. You must be taught that. How are we taught the way to walk? You must be taught. Brother Eldon, Lil Anna, she taught herself how to walk. I'm quite sure. She had to have the security of the Aimah and the Avat. Oh, she did well around you all, and when she got in presence, she couldn't walk. Sure. Come on, Anna. Sure, everybody. No. Because there was a comfort there. It was a security there. There was a surety there. See, that's what the Torah of Yah does for Israel. We know how we are walking. He says, teach me your derech, your way, O Yahweh. See, this is the only way. Did not Yahshua teach his Shilishims the way of Yah? Did he teach them that? What did he teach them out of? The book of Yahkahan? What did he teach them out of? Was it a stroll that he taught them out of? He taught them out of the Torah. It was a stroll. He taught them the way of Mikah, Obadiah, Melechiah. That's right, old man. Yes. Yes, again. He says, Yara, teach me. Is that what he says? Teach me, Yahweh. Teach me your derech. You must understand the way of Yah. We must understand that. Teach me your way, O Yahweh. And if you teach me your way, I will walk in what? I will walk in what? I will walk in your Torah, your truth, Yahweh. He says unto Yah, Yahad, or unite my heart to fear what? Your name. You got to know who's teaching you. Teach me, Yah, your derech and his mitzvah, his statutes, his ordinance. Teach us his derech. And then once you understand that, then you will yakol, yalak, you will walk in the truth. The song we used to sing, walk in the light, beautiful light. Oh, I forgot the rest of it, but you all know what I mean. The dewdrop from heaven shine on so bright. So we must walk. We must walk in the truth he met. And the way you begin to walk, you must be taught the disciplines of Yahweh. In the secular world, can a model just walk her stride? She walks on the block or at the teen party. She has to be taught to walk, doesn't she? Every step. She must be taught. You must be taught the walk of Yah. You must be taught how to walk. You must be taught. And that is one thing that this Jezebel man rejects. Don't teach me. I know you don't know nothing. Teach me, Yah. Teach me. Teach me, Yah, your way. And I will walk in your truth. Sanctify them, Yahweh. Set them apart through your truth. What for your word? What was the word of Yah? His Torah. There was no other word but his law. His Mishrah. To govern. To discipline one. To walk in the kingdom of plenty. These are liars that tell you that they are blessed. The snake jakes. The pipping hen. The creeping crept dollar man. The long stick, long daddy. The liars. The oral performer robbers, the liar. This faggot out here in California. Him and his Jezebel wife. What's his name? That crouch, a crouching dog. People buy them kinds of liars. Yah has given them over to that. He's turned them over to a mind that love lies. And they reject the truth because you receive not the love, the ahava of the Torah. You don't receive the love of the Torah. Yah said, I will give you over to a reprobate mind that you will do things that are not even convenient. That's why folks will despise the things of Yah. They have no fear. He said, well, you teach me your way. You teach me, Yah, to walk in your derek. He said, then I will teach me your derek, your way. I will walk in your truth and I will fear, I will reverence your name. Folks get more excited about the name of just a basketball player, LeBron James. Man, they will talk about that left hand behind the back dunk for days. Boy, he thundered that dunk down. Boy, you see that? Homie. Boy, he bumped it down like a big dog. He G'd it down. That's what they will talk about. They will talk about that for days. They were relicate. They were just, man. Oh boy, did that baby batter it above me. Boom. And the blessed assurance. The preserving of Yah. You want to preserve through the truth. Now see, our bodies have been eaten somewhat, all of us, with canker, lies, and deception. Now we got to get the preservatives in there. Yes. Ain't nothing wrong with getting the preservatives in now. Keep us from being, as Granny would say, ate away. Keep us from being eaten away. We got to get the preservatives in there. We got to get the truth in there to impede, to stop, to slow that process. That we just don't die. We got to get it in there. No, you got to get it is the truth. You got to come out of her. She doesn't walk in truth. She's become the stronghold of every kind of vile thing. And her avon, her iniquity has been remembered before Yah. He has zakah. It is in his frontal lobe. It is in his mind. Hallelujah. And so when Yah teach us his way, we will Yisrael walk in the truth. Yahshua taught them the way of Yah. He taught them the way of the Torah. He taught them the way that Yeshaya and Eskel, Ezekiel, he taught them the way they walked. They saw the pattern through the book. It was in the scroll. He taught from the scroll. He taught from Yeshaya. He did not teach from Gilead. He did not teach from Matitiah. He taught from Elikiah. He did not teach from First Kephah. He taught from Bereshit. He taught from Shemoth. He taught from Bidmibar. Numbers. He did not teach from the books or the letters of Shaul. He was a teacher to Shaul to teach what he had learned, but he did not know the light of understanding of it. There was only one scroll. One book. That's it. One scroll. Not two. And there's only one today. It is the Bereshit. It is the Brit Hadassah. It was from the Bereshit, and it shall be in the end. And a covenant always, the covenant of Yah, it has evolved with his people. He doesn't change anything. He just said, all right, now, I'm going to refine that and show you what that means. Come on, come on up. It's greater than a testament. Testament has legality. Yah and his covenant, he shows his relationship with us. Hallelujah. He said, you're mine, Yisrael. Yisrael, if we could just understand what Yah has for us. And the enemy has done such a magnificent job to fill our minds with hatred. We become despondent so easily. This life, as I thought this morning, I know as I looked again, I don't read. I tend to look at the obituaries. And that is my assurance. What? Well, I'm going to die. And if I die, then I shall rise again. I believe that. I'm not fearful of that at all. I'm not fearful one bit. For the sting of death is sin. I will not transgress the Torah of Yah with a blatant mentality defied. When I hear the truth, I will walk in the truth. I don't care who walks with me. I will walk in the truth. That's for real. It's just like an old timer walking on the road or wayfaring. And everybody watching say, man, every time I see him, he's walking. I'm just going to walk with him and talk with him. He doesn't stop his stride. Come on, boy. You going to walk with me? You better come on, huh? The sun going down. You got to get on over the hill there. He knew his mission. He didn't stop. Hallelujah. We got to understand this walk of Yah and walk it. And then when you began to allow the Ruach of Yah to teach you the derech, the way of Yah, then you will walk in the Torah. Yeshua had to teach them. Did that? They all turn and forsake him. He had to restore them back unto the bosom of Almighty Yahweh when he got up out of the grave. And then they walked in the way of the Torah. The day of Shavuot, when they began to incriminate them, these are those that are drunk with wine, Kepha stood up and said, no, my friend, this was spoken by the Nobi Yoel. This was prophesied in the Torah of Yah. It was light and life unto Kepha. He stood up with great boldness. That's why David said, I will not hide this truth in me, Yah, from the elect congregation of Yahweh. Why I would be a fool to want to know something and not tell you and to make it so plain that even the wayfaring or the simple man can understand. I don't want to talk over your head. I want to talk to your hearts. You don't understand, Yisrael. I don't want to show you my expertise because there are things that I really study. I study out detail. I get a detailed analogy, but it's not relevant for you to know it. But this is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more verse here. And I want to get on the ball. I got to go. It says here in Tehillim 138, verse 2. David said, I will worship, I will shachar, I will worship toward your kadosh bayat hamikdash. And praise, I will yada, I will confess your name for your love kindness, your hasad. Again, he talks about the love kindness of Yah. Tehillim 138:2. He says unto Yah, he says, I will praise, I will confess your name for your love kindness. That's why you declare the name of Yah. Because of his love kindness toward us, Yisrael. And for your truth. For you have got all, you have magnified your words and your name above all. Not your word above your name. For his name is his word. His word is his name. He has magnified the Torah of Yah and his name above all. So how can we relegate it down to some kind of superficial plane? We cannot, Yisrael. That is what makes us free. That is what gives us the power and the strength to come out of this Babel, Isabel spirit that have taken untold numbers into the dark depth of destruction, separation, death from Almighty Yahweh. So you must come out of her. You must walk in the Torah. Forget your damnable Baptist and Pentecostal gigolo ways. Walk in the way of the truth. They bring nothing to you. Well, I tell you what, I'll get my pastor, bring the preacher on. Tell him to come on. He better bring his deacon board too, all right? He's got to bring more than a shotgun. I'd carry one weapon. And that's the sword of the Ruach. Yeah, I tell him I got a sword. I just carry the sword of Yah. Hallelujah. What about your shield? I got emunah. I got faith in what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Set them apart. Come out. The only way you're going to be set apart is through truth. It's through truth. Not some kind of ideology, but through truth, Israel. You must be set apart. Go back to Yochanan 17:17. He says, set them apart through your truth. Your word, your Torah is imatz. His Torah is truth. What other book or what other writings that was the only writing? He had the Torah of Moshe. He says in the next verse, in verse 18, as you have sent me into the world, even so I have sent them into the world. Yahshua, we barak you. He says unto the Abba, and for their sake, I sanctified, I made myself, I am Kadash. He said, I sanctify myself. That they might be set apart through what? Through the truth. Yisrael, that's what's going to set us apart, truth. I don't care about our emotions. I may say words that sound so damaging, but then they're damaging to the kingdom of hell. They are to raise us up from this belly that we have been lying down in, on this wicked belly that produced nothing but death. He said, I have sanctified. Was Yahshua the truth? Was he the way? Was he the life? Was he the truth? All right then. That's what he's the word of Yah made flesh. And the word was made flesh. So he said, set them apart through me, through truth, Yah. He says, through truth. He said, neither do I make tefillah prayer for these alone. I bless you, Yahshua. He said, but for them also which shall believe, on me through their word. So we believe on Yahshua through the words of the Nobis, of the Shalishims, don't we? We believe on him because of what Shaul says and what Kephar. So he has prayed for our sanctification or our set apartness as he prayed for theirs. And that's what we're set apart because I believe on the words of Shaul. I believe on the words of Yochanan as I read here. I believe on these words. Hallelujah. He says, for what reason? That they all may be ikat one. As you, look now, as you, Abba, are in me. You in me, Abba. He said, and I in you. That they also may be ikat in us. May be one in the truth and the light of your truth. And that the world may believe that you have sent me. That is what truth does. It reveals to the world that Yahshua. You see, the world doesn't believe these phony liars that call themselves Christian. They don't even know who is the originator or the one that purports that doctrine. I guarantee if I ask them who is the pioneer of what we call Christendom, they don't even know. Study to show yourself approved, Israel. As a workman, need not to be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of Imat. I think Elder Wyman can teach on that better than me. The historical things like that. Oh, I know them, but I think he will do an excellent job. All right? He say, as we are ikat, as you are in me, I in you, they in us. Because we are ikat one, they shall be one with us. Well, how do we get in him but coming out of her? And that is through the truth. For Yahshua is the truth. Was the truth in Yah? Was the truth in Yah from the beginning? Was Yahshua the truth of Yah? Was Yah in Yahshua? He was in Yahshua reconciling. The truth is what reconciles us back to Yah. It's not complicated to understand. This is a simple truth. It's not complex. That's why we don't have heart for, because we have made it complex. It's easy. It's easy to understand. It doesn't take a great one to understand. It just takes a submitted one. Hallelujah. Just one that's willing to receive it. That's all. Just receive it. When we're wise in our own conceit, we will never hear no one. Don't be wise. Wise man, it's one thing that a wise person always hear. Muzah. I don't care what someone instruct you in. If you're wise, you will hear it. You don't even have to respond. A fool will always respond. Well, man, woman, sister, I know. Sister, honey, I know how to cook rice. That ain't the issue. That's how you respond. Question. You're on a job. Man walks up to you, the supervisor, say, look, Gene, I want you to do it this way. I've been doing this for 30 years. No, she's not going to say, yes, Mr. Martin. Oh, okay. How do you want me to do that? I want you to put this, that, like that. Okay. Okay, I've been doing that. No, I want you to do it that way. Come on. Come on, Israel. That's the way you respond. David, I notice you come in late 3 days this week. 5 past, 6 past, 2 minutes past. You're like, man, come on. No, sir. Last time. Then David will come in 5 till, 15 till, 10 till. He gets so nervous when he goes home, he can't sleep. He wakes up before the alarm clock goes off. Come on, Israel. You all might as well say, oh, man. That's the truth. But when it comes to Yah, we will not walk in the light of His truth. Let me move on expeditiously. All right. Hallelujah. Now turn to 1 Yochanan, 1 John 2 and 4. 1 John 2 and 4. The scripture says here, verse Yochanan 2, verse 4. He that says, I know Yah, and guard not his mitzvah, his commandment, is a liar. Now that's just the fact of the matter. Listen to me all. Look at me. Everyone look up this way. These are the mitzvah, the commandments. You that say you love Yah and keep not his commandment, he says you're a liar. Well, I do those. But he says, remember your Shabbat to keep it kadosh. You miss that one, you're a liar. You can say what you want to. He says you shall not bring the name of the Abba in vain. You understand. He says, now this is what it says. We know what sin is, right? It is a transgression of the Torah. Is that right? Is this Torah? This is Torah. This is Torah. Is this important to do those first two? No images, no God. But then the other two are not important? You're a damn liar. You're a pervert. You're full of iniquity. You are a perverted, abominable liar. It says this. I'll read it again. Yochanan 1. That's the reason I'm reading this. He that says, I know him, and keeps not his mitzvah, is a liar. Is that what it says? And it says, and the truth is not in him. When one says, love Yah, and they do not keep the mitzvah of Yah, that's a damn liar. And they have no light of Yahweh's truth in them. They're not walking in the truth. I don't care if they're 9 or 90. That's just a fact of the matter. It's either Yah is a liar or they are the truth. You can holler honey in these whole houses like we were talking. Oh, I love him. Lies. Yah shows us what his love is. If a man says he loves Yah, keeps not his mitzvah, I don't care if it's your wicked mama, your daddy, I don't care if they're 99. Boy, I know the Lord, you liar. He doesn't. I don't care if it's your Baptist mama. They're liars. I don't care what you say. When she's dying, I want to make her feel right. Man, I'd rather tell the truth. Get a wicked heart right, old woman. Yah, bring me into the light of truth. Maybe this is what he intends to tell the old woman. But you're a liar. That's what the scripture says. It's not, these are not my words. He's saying there's no truth in you. You can't come out of her. Was Satan a liar from the beginning? Why? Say it loud. Because he did not dwell in truth. And so if you're not walking in truth, you're a damn liar. Fact of the matter. You can dress it up. You can't say, Pastor Robert, you are not. Speak that way. You are a liar. And no liar is going to tell. He did not say you have lied. He said that's a liar. I say it this way, as they say in the word. There is a liar. I ain't hating on you, man.
I said to Brother Dale yesterday, folks, he was cutting my hair. I said, I ain't hating on you, man. Come on, that's how they talk. I ain't hating on you, man. I ain't hating on you telling you the truth. Telling you the truth. They are liars. He did not say they have lied. There's a difference between one telling a lie and being a liar. A liar. They are their father, the devil. Yeshua said, you have your father, the devil. He was a liar from the beginning. He abode not in truth. And of your father's will you do, the devil. So that's it, period. That's settled. This is in the renewed covenant. Or what most folks call, quote, the New Testament, unquote. It is in the Brit Hadassah. It's in the covenant of Yahweh Israel. He said he's a liar and the truth. Now listen, it's not in him. You have no truth. You can't say what you want to. They can talk about their holy lie. That's what it is, the Holy Ghost lie. The rock of Yah leads us in the one place. Make you act like no jackass. Foam it out of your mouth. I've been around young daughter a long time. I've seen him do that. I said, that ain't ya. That's none of ya. You all get awful quiet. I'm not going to stop it. Hallelujah. He said, there's no truth in you. But whosoever keeps his Torah, his word. His word is his Torah. Well, what book was, what scroll was he talking about? This wasn't written when he wrote unto the gathering there, unto Geisha and all of them. He was talking about the book that was written, the scroll. He said, whosoever keep his word in him, verily, the Ahava of Yahweh in him, but whosoever keeps the word of Yah, in him verily, is the Ahava, the love of Yah perfected. It is Tomi, it is made perfect, complete. Hereby know that we are in him. Listen now. This is how you know that you are in him. When the perfect desire, the order of the Torah of Yah, the willingness to obedience to obey the Torah, the Imat, the truth of Yah, you know that you're in him. When you have no delight in the Torah of Yah and the gatherings of Yah, you know something is drastically wrong in you. Hereby we know. Oh, there's much more to that, but because of expedience, I want to finish this today, all right? So I can get back on the other way next Shabbat. Is this all right? I'll stop now. It's feeding me. Hallelujah. This is wonderful bread pie here. This is the leshem, the bread of Hashemayim. Hallelujah. This is the bread of Yah. So if a man says he loves Yah, and he doesn't walk in the will of Yah, keeping his Torah, he's a liar. Well, what is the Torah? Listen what it says in Yakahan, John 1:14. I know you know it. I just quoted it. But I want to read it from the book so your eyes may see. Yakahan 1:14. You all know this. They quote this in every whole house in America. John 1:14. And the word was made flesh. Does it say that? And the Torah. That is what was made. Yah is never made. And the word was made flesh and dwell among us, and we beheld his splendor and the splendor of the only begotten son of the Abba, full of the free unmerited hava of Yah, favor and what? Truth. That's what Yahshua is full of, favor for Yisrael, the elect, the called, set apart of Yah, and he's full of truth. You must define what truth is in order to know Yahshua, this damn Jesus. This is not the Yahshua of the scripture. For Yahweh Sadiq is an everlasting righteousness, and his Torah is the truth. So he must be full of truth. He must be full of Torah.
What is the Torah, the guidance, the disciplines, the aura of Omar Yah, the Mishkara, the government of Yah for his house, to bring them into the fullness of the realization who he am, who he is, they may see his beauty and his honor. That's what Yah wants us to see. What? Come on, you tell me, brother, Eldon doesn't want his daughter to see his charm and beauty as a man. Come on, mama, you ought to want her to see your beauty as a daughter of Tizayan, that she may perform the same way you perform. The Word was made. It is the Torah. The Word was made. His Word is Torah Yisrael. I ask a preacher that, what is His Word, my friend? They will come up with everything. It's simple. What was the Word before Yahshua came? The Torah. The Torah! The Torah! That was the Word. So if a man says he has Yahshua, he loves Yahshua and has not the Torah in him, he's a liar. I don't care what a man says. Well, Yahshua didn't keep the feast. He kept the feast days. He went down to Jerusalem for Peshach. He went there for tabernacle 3 times a year that the men gathered. Shavuot, Peshach, Mitzvah, and tabernacle. He means what he says. Yisrael, if you all don't see, I said to us the other day, I see the riches of Yah in my life so profoundly. I have so much and I own nothing. I don't have no bank account. I have no money to draw on. But I have the Emunah of Yah. I have so much that it frightens me what I have. I don't have no $10,000 to spend or $5,000. I don't have no money like that. But it frightens me when I see the mercies, the tender kindness of Yah. A little that a Sadiq man has is greater than all the wealth of the wicked. So just to sit down, some of the sweet potatoes, not some, but some of them. And of course, the husband man, I labored yesterday, must first be partaken. I know why, because of truth. Let me move on. Hallelujah. It says in verse 17 of the same chapter, listen now, I want to skip one verse, chapter 1, Yachachan. It says, for the Torah was given by Moshe, but the free merit of Hava, love and favor and truth came by Yeshua, HaMashiach. The life of the power of this Torah of Mo, it came by Yeshua HaMashiach. No man has seen Yahweh at any time. The only begotten who? Son, alright? Which is where? In what? In the bosom of the Abba. He was in the inn. It shows you he was in. Just like little David in the bosom of his mama, the era, his ima. He said, only the only begotten son he has. Now listen, now only truth can declare him, right? That's the only thing that can declare Yahweh. Hear me, Yisrael. Don't get tired. Hey, listen to me. You go to Walmart, spend hours. Come on, listen to me. Waken yourself. Waken up out of your drunkenness. He said, only he has declared him. Now only the Torah can declare Yahweh. Only the Torah make known whom Yahweh is. And it is the life of that Torah has declared that unto Yisrael, that Yahweh is not just an expression of verbiage, but he has become, he is a living part, he's a living one. He's full of life and mercy. See, it's the truth that declare him. It's the Torah that declare him. It is the witness of the brothers. It is the witness of Shaul and Kephar that declare that the Torah declares him. That's why Yahshua said, think not I come to destroy the Torah or the Nobis. I came to make the power of that known unto you, Yisrael. Come on, you can't say you know Yah and you love him and you don't even keep the Torah of Yah. You don't regard the Torah, the truth of Yah. You cannot find truth unless you go back to the beginning. And everything what Shaul preached was dead. Shaul did not write a new book. Kephar did not write a new letter. He wrote a letter expressing the things that were in the letter, in the scroll, in the Torah. And so the tradition of man, they have made void this word. And that's why it's so difficult for us to understand. So difficult for us because we don't want Yahweh to teach us his way. You must be taught the way of Yah. Daughters, you must be taught how to walk as pure daughters of Zion. Men, you must be taught how to be men. Don't tell me a boy knows how to be a man. He has to be taught. Wives, you got to be taught how to love your husband. Husband, Yah has to teach you how to love your wife. Come on, you don't know that. You must be taught. That's why Yahshua had to give gifts unto the assembly. Before he ascended, he descended and gave gifts unto men. not a woman. He gave the gifts, the jemul, the gifts of Yah unto men. No woman, no preacher, no teacher. She teaches the women. She's not an evangelist. She's a liar. She's a prophetess unto the, she's a prophetess unto the daughters of Zion. And she would always teach them the proper order of Yah, how to walk circumspectly, how to honor the head. She doesn't teach about a rebel. You are not one that is walking in the prophetess spirit. She would tell you, honey, don't act like a fool, honor your husband, regard him, and you watch her life and see if she's dishonoring her man. You'll know. You will see a weak back, cowardly, been out of shape, blood, torted, twisted, He couldn't get up here and talk like this. That's fact. Nah, she had me under her wings. I got to look at her. As a matter of fact, brother called me. He said, Pastor Roberts, the place he was attending, I told him, get out of that whole house, man. Why are you staying there? He said, the wife, if the husband says something, she would say, honey, that's not what it says. Well, thank you, dear. And that's this weak, cowardly, little weasel of a man. Say she does that all the time to him. He says something, she goes, even Brother Yosef was in a place like that. Was it like that, Yosef? If he said, you're going to hell, she would say, variety of ways, but she would, he knew what to, he would look at her, huh? When she wanted his attention, she could get it. That's right. She won't get my attention that way. I rebuke her. She knows that. She won't even try it. Hallelujah. That's the truth. And so we that are set apart for Yah, that's why Yahshua prayed that we be set apart. That's the reason behind that, Israel. Turn to the fourth chapter of Yochanan. I'm going to stay primarily there in the book of Yochanan, all right? But I want to read this today, so follow me carefully. Let's move there. Yochanan 4:23. Yahshua speaking to the Syrophoenician woman. He said, but the hour comes now, is. Is we in the now is? Are we in the now is? Have we just passed a now is? And now we're in the now is. Is that right? So now is, brothers and sisters. Now is when the true, does it say true or just worshipers? True. True worshipers. John 4:23, Yochanan, the true worshippers shall worship, shall ha abba in ruach and in what? Truth. Does the Torah teach us how to worship? Yes. Sure it does. It taught us how to bring our oblations and everything unto Yah. You got to worship Yah. Not this mess we've learned with all this puking out of their mouths and all this foam coming out of the mouths of the women. They falling back like some fruitcake heads. Men getting over them, come out devil, and they flopping in all that damn mess. Yahshua casts out unclean spirits in the name of the Abba. You're not casting out nothing. Period. He said he wants folks to worship him in the life, in his life, in the Ruah, in truth. And Yahweh seeketh such. Do you understand that? See, this spirit of this age, that's why we must come out. It has taught us not to worship Yah. We're rebellious, we're phony. Yahweh seek those that worship him that way. Shaha. In Ruach and in truth. He says, Yahweh is Ruach. He is spirit. And they that Shaha worship him, must worship him in Ruach and in Torah. You cannot even worship Yahweh without the direction and the discipline of Torah. We have been taught lies from Pastor Roberts down. We were ignorant and did not know. We trusted men. And now he calls all men to repent. Now he says to you, David, repent of your ways and turn you at my reproof. Hear my voice and speak the counsel unto Israel that will redeem the time. The things that we've learned, we need to throw them out. There's one thing that I learned how to do that I can't do like I used to, and that was rollerblade skate. I was a champion. Of all things, I can't do that. I don't know why. I would skate for hours all day. That's all we have to do. That's all you got during the pagan Christmas time, skates. You have to have some of those broke hands for them to lock down right. We would tie rags and everything around that. The only other place to go was to the schoolhouse, and around those sidewalks, we would roll all day long just skating. I was a champion. So just like that has eluded me, the things that we've learned must be thrust out of our minds. We must. So a true one that Shahar, that worship Yah, it is in the life of the living power of Yah in us, but it's only through the revelation of Torah, the knowledge. Baptists have a way of worship, don't they? Methodists, black folks, white folks, Jewish folks, Greek folks, Anglo-ites, they all have ways of doing it, don't they? Yah said the true worship, worship Him in Ruach and in truth. There's only one way to worship Him. There's only one way. There's only one way. Not how you sing, honey. Just like Yah says. Sanctify them. Separate them through your truth. Through me. I am truth. I am. As I have set myself apart even from the established order, I want them to be set apart from this order. Yeah. Something is wrong. You're still doing things you did a year ago or 6 months. You're twisted if you're still childish. Come on. You're still acting like a little fruitcake head child. Something is wrong with you as an adult. You're not stable. I don't care what you say. David said, when I was young, I did as a child. Now I'm all I do as a man. You can say the same thing, daughter. When I was a young, silly girl, I act like one. Now I'm a daughter of Tizan. I act like a daughter of Tizayan. Stop acting like little kids. Quit you like a young, silly girl and grow up and be an Isha. Quit you like a boy and be an Archimand and at home. Come on, Yisrael. Your house is paid for us today. As the words, we become true worshipers, we will continue in the word of Yah. The scripture says in Yochanan 8, turn quickly to the 8th chapter, verse 31. That's the reason that I'm drawn out of the Brit Hadassah. But I established things from the Torah. That's what I'm going to read, all right? It says in Yochanan 8:31. Yahushua speaking unto the Yehudim. He then said Yahushua to those Yehudim which believed on him. Look what he says now. If you continue in my word. What was his word? Torah. That's all he preached. He said if you continue the Torah. So you must continue in the Torah. He said then you are my Talmudim. You are my disciples. Indeed. Emphatically, right? He says, and you shall know the truth. You understand why we're not free? You shall know the truth, the Torah, the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's the only way we're going to come out of her is that we know the truth. And we are free. We're not slaves. We have been captivated in bondage under this world, have we not? We've had house payments. I know back then, mine were nearly $1,000. We were bound unto that. You were not free to take a day off from work. You were not free to spend time with your youngest. You were not free to do nothing. You can say what you want to, my friend. We were serving two masters. We had to serve a master. Listen, we have brothers at work, but if they quit tomorrow, we're not going to lose one step and two or three of them quit. We're not going to lose one thing. You're going to eat. You got clothes for your back. You got shoes on your feet. You'll be all right. He said, when you begin to walk in the Torah, when you continue in walking, when you allow the word of Yah, when you allow me to teach you, then you will know the truth. You're not going to know the truth without being taught. And then once you understand the truth, you're free. You're free from the tradition. You're free from all the kind of activities. You're free from that. Come out of it. I will not be a part of it. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care how they think of me, how they feel. That's all right. I'm too old to worry about what people think of me. I really am. I'm just too old for that. I will not spend one wicked minute worrying about how someone feels about me. I'm beyond that. I've been beyond that. I'm just beyond that. I'm just too far beyond that, how someone feels or their opinion. That doesn't mean nothing. I'm just being honest with you. But I care how he thinks of me. I do. Hallelujah. And so if you have the Sadiq light of Yah, you will let your light so shine that other men may see, they may see the work of Yah in you. And how do they see that? This is how all men will know that you are the Talmudim of Yah, that you have love one toward the other. You love their fellowship. You want to be around them. You love integrating with them. That's how you'll know. Don't give me this damn phony philosophy where you all segregated by yourself and you think you have nothing but you. That's it. Behold how beautiful it is to want to be with the people of Yah. I love being around the brothers. I do. Whether they're strong or weak, I still like it. You understand? Hallelujah. Whether they get me wrong or right, that's all right. Well, if he did me wrong, does the Torah teach me what to do to him? Bust him up, right? No, I do right by him. I do right. If your enemy hungry, feed him poison, right? You feed him. Brother Dale was telling me yesterday, he said, you know, we were talking. He was cutting my hair. He said, we took them folks home. They wanted to give Brother James money. You know, Brother James. No. We don't. That ain't how we operate. We don't do it that way. No. No, sir. We ain't going to take it. No, ma'am. You keep that. So when your enemy hungry, you feed him. I told you the best thing old Bush could have done when they were down there messing with him when he was down there in Texas with, what was her name, Cindy Sheehan. He would have then had a caterer to bring some food, come and say, how y'all doing today? Yeah, I know it's a tough spot out there. I know we're in this war over here, right? You know, you're right. Hey, come on, give him some barbecue. Bring me a few barbecue pigs down here. Better you saw the whole thing dissipate. Well, he ain't bad after all. Hallelujah. We must continue in the word of Yah, and if we do, listen what Scripture says in the eighth chapter, verse 44. We're going to identify the works of the enemy, and we identify the works of Yah. Same chapter, verse 44. As I said, for expedience, I want to move expeditiously. It says, you are of your devil, as he was talking to those Pharisees and those high-minded. He said, you're of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. He was a murderer from the beginning, a liar. And he abode not in the truth. He did not walk in the truth. So if you don't walk in the truth, you're a murderer. You're a liar, a murderer. What is a murderer? You hate your brother or sister without a cause. He abode not in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks it of his own, for he is a liar. And what? He's the father of lies. Well, how do you know a man is a liar when he doesn't walk in the Torah? I don't care if he calls himself casting out demons or healing. He's a liar. You must walk in the Torah. Yeshua would have been a liar unto the Pharisaic order and the essence as elder brought us and the order of the ecclesiastic bigwigs if he had not taught from the Torah. He had to teach from the Torah. The truth. It's only one book. One manifesto. It is from above, it's from Yah. So he is a murderer. He hates, he despises, he hates Yah, he hates the truth. And when you hate the truth, you are a murderer. Why? Because you're a liar. You will not walk in the truth because you despise Yah. And if you're not walking in the truth, you are a murderer, you're a liar, you hate Israel, you hate the commonwealth of Israel. That's just it, Israel. And when you're a liar, you're part of the world system. You got to come out of that spirit. You got to be free. Quit letting them lie to you. I love the law. Who is the law? Which lord you love? The drug lord? The landlord? Which Baal you love? Your dollar Baal? That's what it is, Baal. I don't care what they say. The Lord is good to me. No, Yah has blessed me. Yah has blessed me right now. He woke me up. This morning, and Yahweh started me on my way. Yah is blessing my mind. Yes, he is. Right now, Yah is blessing me. He bless Israel. He wants you to know, come on, parents, can I ask you all a question? If you gave your child something, you do not want your child to know who that came from. When the child say, oh, thank you, Dad. Mommy, thank you. But that does it not create some kind of expression in you? If it doesn't, you're a cold, beastly thing. The child said, thank you. Oh, bless you, Pastor Robert. Ah, that should do something to you. So we say to our Ba, Toda, Toda Ya. He wants us to fear His name and know who has granted you life this morning. Who granted you life? Your mama, your prayer? Yah did. Who brought you down the safe of the highway? Yahweh did. It was not no expert driving. That men drive 50 years and they're tough on in a tractor trailer and they have wrecks. It's not that. It's Yah. Hallelujah. Come on, Israel. We can't do anything without truth. That's why people are doing what they're doing. Yahshua says in Yochanan 14:6. That's why you got to come out. You can't function in Yah without truth. It says in Yochanan 14:6. Yahshua says unto him, Thomas. He says, I am the way. Is he the Derek? He says, I am the truth. He is the Torah of Yah. Was he the word made flesh? He is the Torah. He say, and life. No man comes unto the Abba but by truth. You don't even know Yahweh but by truth. Was he not? Did he not say he's the truth? You can't even know Yahweh without truth. These folks, that's why they got their gods. You got little one Pentecost, the whole house here, and a little flat daddy whole house here, and a big daddy whole house. They're three houses from each other. I remember when I used to go to Pastor Brown, there were three or four little houses. The matter of fact, it was one. He was here, one next door, and one in front. And the only reason I had the advantage when I would go there, I would talk like this. And my voice would boom in there. And they could not raise their like mine. You could hear them get quiet over there. Sure you could. Everybody had their own truth. You can't even come unto Yah but by the truth. The Torah is the only way that brings us to Yah, Yisrael. Not this emotional thing we've been taught. Or just say you love the law. Say you love the law. Say la 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 la. Come in the back room. You got tongues. Was one here said something to Elder Wyman one time. And Elder Wyman really bruised him. He was right. So he comes to me and asks me, well, Elder Wyman said that. I said, well, he was right. I said, let's open up the book. What he said, he was right. Let's go to the book and see what he says. I said, now let's read it. So what he said, he was not wrong in what he said to you. What he was trying to do is awaken you, man. And your pride and your little emotion will not allow you to be awakened because you like to get up and just do that. And it ain't going to work that way. It works by truth. Hallelujah. I want to know him. Deacon Benny talked about that not long back. She brought, emphasized that again, to Noham, the comforter. Listen to this. Yahshua says in Yochanan John 15:26, the promise of the comforter. And I want you to hear this. I want you to read this with me, all right? It says in Yochanan 15:26 and also 16:13. Let me read 15:26 first, all right? In Yochanan 15:26. But when the comforter is come, Yahshua said this, John 15:26, Whom I was sent to you from the Abba, even the Spirit, the Ruach of truth. Of truth. What is truth? His Torah is truth. What does that truth consist of? How do you know it's the truth? I will show you that. He says, which proceeds from the Abba, he said, he shall testify of me. Why? Because, why? Because Yahshua is, and he is the truth of Yah. He said, he shall testify of me. That's what he says, right? Is that what the Ruach will do, testify of Yahshua? Now he's got to testify in the name of the Abba that he came from Yah. He can't testify in any other name, but in the name. Now he also clarifies that, he says in chapter 16, verse 13, he says this, you will know that he is testifying of Yahshua because Yahshua said he is the way, he is what? He is the way, he is what? He is way, he is what? And the life. Is that not right? So he said when the Ruach comes, he shall testify of me, right? Is that what it says, Israel? Well, look what it says in 16. Howbeit, when he, the Ruach of truth, is come, truth, he will guide you into some truth. All truth. Was Yahshua all truth? He is all, Yisrael, I love you. That's the only way you're going to come out of her. He said, come out of her, my people. Sanctify them. Set them apart. He will guide you and call all truth. For he shall not puach or speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, he has heard truth, because Yahshua is truth. He is the life of truth. The Ruach is the life of truth. He shall speak and he will show you things to come. It has to be truth in what he says. Listen. Just listen to this. Shalomon, because Yahshua says he shall speak. And I use that expression, the puach. Puach. Is that when he will verbalize in a way that it cannot be discounted. Now look at what Solomon said. Just hear it. I want to move quickly. Solomon says in Mishlei 12:17. Just hear it. He that puach speak truth, show false tzaddik, but a false witness is deceit. You understand? Yahshua said that he shall puach. He shall not puach speak of himself. He shall testify me. So even Solomon speaks by the same Ruach. He says that he that's puach speaks, verbalize, express, speaks truth. Show false tzaddik righteousness. And he says you will know that the Ruach is of me because he will speak of truth. And you will know it is righteous. Not this hatapatata, yekataputyekakekotatatatata. Come on, Yisrael. I know there are folks listening to me out there. They say, that preacher's a mess. That's all right. I am messed up for him. Not a fool. No, I'm not saying I'm a fool for his sake. We've been foolish all our days. Hallelujah. That would not be the right expression. It doesn't translate like that. Hallelujah. So he shall puach, he shall speak of Yahshua. And so when the Ruach comes and it speaks not of Yahshua, you know it's a lie. If it speaks not of truth, it's a lie. Well, how do you know it's truth? It speaks of Torah. Come on, Yisrael. Is this plain enough that even we wayfarings can understand? It makes sense to me, Yisrael. Hallelujah. Even when I study these scriptures, I don't see it like this. But I know it's the truth. Are you trying to impede us? No, my brothers and sisters. I want to bring us into the light of truth. That regardless, if one of us is taken, you will still strive and press on. You say, well, if I don't have no one, no. I know I say that, but I want someone. I don't want to be by myself. No, I don't. I did not say I don't need no one. I said if no one goes, I'm gone. I need someone. So Yahweh is going to always have someone with me. I need brothers and sisters. I need the beauty of the sisters. There is nothing more beautiful than sisters. I'm not talking about hoish, wicked women. I'm talking about sisters. There's nothing more beautiful than faithful young men that love Yah. I'm talking about men that love Yah. Ain't nothing more beautiful than that. I love that. I love being around. Yeah. Brother Dale and I were talking yesterday. I said, Brother Dale, I'm all right like the way we are. I am. I said, I have no problem with that. I am. Even with the one that calls difficult at times. Come on. You gotta grow beyond that. I want to be a vital, intricate part. I want to be vital here. I want my gifts to be utilized here. I want to do more than just say, do this and do that. I want to get out there with the brothers as we did yesterday and got those wheat potatoes up. Sure I do. I want to get out there and do things like that. I want to be around brothers. I want to be around the sisters. It makes my heart fat when I see the beauty of the sisters. They walk in there. The Ruach, I can discern that. Oh, I like that. I love that more than anything. It makes my heart cry, makes me fat, makes me, it causes my heart to want to give gifts unto them. It really does, Yisrael. When I sense one that is rotten to the bone, it makes me despise. I don't even want to get close to them. I'm like a beautiful sister. Hallelujah. Solomon looked for one woman, he couldn't find one among 1,000. Looked for a man, he found one. One. He found the man that was, that Yah had put in him. And he rejected that man. I love true men and women. I'm not false. That I am not. Hallelujah. Will you do Deacon Biddy harm? No, what I will say to Deacon Biddy, I say to him, Did I get the brothers and tell them and get him with the brothers? Deacon Benny tells me something at Deacon Horn, let's get him. I just take with them two first. If he gets out of hand, Deacon Horn gets a little fruitcake head, I get all the rest of them. Come on, brother. Come on, brothers. Let's go. Come on, that's how you do it. You don't give the enemy a chance. Come on, Israel. The scriptures have your brother sinning. You go tell him to sin. Come on. Someone does something wrong against you, you perceive. Go tell him. Well, you did me wrong. Well, what I do, sister? Well, you said, boo, sister, grow up. You little child, little squirrel brain, grow up. I may say, boo, boo. Come on. That's the right way to do it. Your brother Finney, you have all against him. Come on, lay your gift down. Go say, brother, I'm thinking this way. You sister, I thought this way. Get it right. I don't play around. Y'all may not understand the preacher, but you all not in my circle all the time. I do things. I know what I'm doing. Sometimes brothers may not understand, but I know what I'm doing. You understand. I will, my brother, Toda. I know what I'm doing. Hallelujah. Give me a few minutes. I'm going to close. Don't get sleepy on me. All right. What is truth? What is truth? Brothers and sisters, I will show you. We know what truth is, but I will show you what you will never find. I find fault in me. Listen to this. There's an experience here with Pilate before with Yahshua in the 18th chapter of Yochanan, verse 37. When those false Yehudim had brought him before Pilate. It says in Yochanan 18:37, Pilate therefore said to him, are you a melech, a ruler, a king? Then Yahshua answered, you say that I am a melech. John 18:37. Yahshua says, for this very reason was I born. Do you all hear that? He was born. Yah has never been born. Is that what it says? For this very reason I was born. Yahweh just is. That's all right. He is. What he is, just whatever he is. He said, for this reason was I born. And for this cause, this reason, and the result you will see, came I into the Olam Hazel. That I should nasa, bear witness to the truth. He said that I shall nasa, sustain, to give credence, to give validity to what? The truth. Is that what he said? Come on, Israel, talk to me a little bit. He said, I shall bear witness, I shall nasa to the what? The truth. So what was the truth? The Torah is truth. Is that right? Yeah. Pilate was not ignorant. He knew the customs of the Yadam. He said, I came to support, to nasa. I came to lift. I came to amplify the truth. He said, everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Everyone that is of the truth hears the voice of Yahweh. Look at this now. I like Pilate here. Pilate said unto him, what is truth? Look, you got to look at the other part to understand what truth is. And what he has said this, he went out again to the Yehudim and said, I find no mumma, not the one small, and fractions at all. There's nothing negative I can say. I can't reproach it. I can't say nothing. He asked him, what is truth? He went out with a religious crowd and said, I tell you one thing. I find no mumma. Can't say nothing about him. He's the real stuff. He's the real deal. Do you hear me? He said, for this purpose I have set myself apart that they, Israel, and those that will hear the Nobis will be set apart as well. For this purpose was he born, to bring witness, nasa, to lift, to sustain. He came, my sister, to sustain the Torah. He didn't come to destroy it. That's why we have been blinded. We have walked in lies. We walked in deception, all of us. And I am the chief one because I purported it. You understand? Your infractions are not like mine. So I must redeem the time. I must do it with an invigorated ruach. That's why I do it the way I do. That's why I say what I say, because I'm not ashamed of the message of Yeshua, this truth that breaks the shackles of bondage from off me. So what is the truth? He says, I find no muma in him at all. I think if I get another dog, I might name it that. Muma. No fault. That's all. He's saying nothing negative. He's right. I find no muma in him at all. No fault. M-U-M-M-A-H. Muma. I find no muma in him at all. Hallelujah. Yisrael, let me close with a few verses, all right? Hallelujah. It says again in 1 Yochanan 4:6. When a man speaks the Torah Yah of Yah, you will know that he's sent of Yahweh, all right? Yochanan, as he writes, he says, Yochanan 4:6, he said, we are of Yahweh. He that knows Yahweh hears us. He that is not of Yahweh hears us not. Listen now. Hereby know we the Ruach of truth and the spirit of error. For the spirit of truth speaks of the Torah. It speaks in the name of Yah, of the witness of his Torah, Yeshua. When one denounces the name of Yeshua, that's the spirit of error. They're in error. Do you understand? He said, you will know the spirit of error now. They're in error. Now, we've all walked in error, all right? But it's the mercies of God that brings us to the truth. He said, you will know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. When a man testifies the Torah, or the Torah power of Almighty Yah, you will know that that one is of the Ruach. He speaks in the spirit of Yah. And it's one thing that the world doesn't tell us, that when one begins to walk in the Torah of Yah, there's a delight. There is a condition that, it is a condition that produces the happiness of Yah. Listen to what he says in chapter 5 of 1 Yochanan, 1 John 5:18. Hallelujah. We must renounce the things that are given unto us by the powers of hell. We know that whosoever is born of Yah sins not. That's simply say they don't willingly defy the Torah. You don't defy the Torah. You don't denounce the mizvah. He says, but he that is begotten of Yahweh keeps and guards himself, that the wicked one touches him not. Our lifestyles purport the matter of Torah discipline, and we walk that way. And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lies in wickedness. We know that the Son of Yah is come, and has given to us an understanding that we may know him that is true. That is what Torah does. It gives us understanding to him that is true. So we can come out of this false whore, this false religious system. We come out of it. And we are in him that is true, even in his son, Yeshua HaMashiach. Come on, Yisrael, we are in him. This is Yahweh's truth and eternal life. And he remind us little. That's what we are. Little children, keep yourself from idols, forces, and lords and gods. So it is, amen. So be it, amen. May it be fulfilled. What truth does to us, the avenues that it opens up, I close from 3 Yochanan. Chapter 1. As Shaul commends Gaishia for his pure hospitality, his piety, his love kindness, he says in 3 Yochanan 1, verse 1, he said, the Zokhan, the elder of the beloved, the elder to the beloved Gaishia. He identifies himself. He said, who I love in the truth. You cannot even love someone without the governing of the Torah. He said, I love you in the truth. He said, beloved, I wish my desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. How does our nefesh prosper? How do we become lively? He says, for I rejoice greatly when the Israelite brothers came and testified of what? Your tongue talking? Of what? The truth that's where? That is in you. You must have truth in you. He said, my heart rejoiced that the brothers, the Israelite brothers, testify of the truth that is in you. Even as you do what? Walk in the truth. Teach me your ways, Yah, that I may walk in your Torah. Come out, Israel, for her on her iniquitous ways, her Torah lustless ways, has entered into the nostrils of Yah. He says, I have. Now listen to what he says. He calls himself an elder, Yochanan, doesn't he? He says this, I have no greater joy. I have no greater joy than to hear that what? That who? Did he say my? Did he say my? Is that what he said? That my children walk in what? That's what my joy comes from. To know that the children of Yah walk in truth. He said he was an elder. He said there's nothing that makes my heart fatter and greater than to know that my children, he called them my children walk in the truth. And he was writing to another elder. He said, but my children, Yah has no greater joy than to know that my children walk in the light, the truth of Torah, and in doing that, you're able to come out of her, my people. Be ye not a partaker of her sins or her plagues, because her iniquity has entered into the presence of Yah, and he shall repay her. This is how you separate yourself. By walking in the Torah, the truth of Yah. You cannot say you love Yah and denounce his mitzvah. You cannot. It's nothing more beautiful than brothers fellowshipping together. Nothing greater than that. Same thing with sisters having fellowship. Nothing. It's a beautiful thing. We fellowship with the world. We go their way. The family reunions and all of that. Ain't no family reunion. I have reunion every morning. Hallelujah. My little, as Granny would say, my children's come up here and I get to play and shoot. Boom, oh, praise Yah, Israel. I don't even know what I'm singing. I know some of you folks say, I wish Pastor be crying. I'm not going to be crying. Oh, praise Yah, Israel. I look at them and then, praise Yah, Israel. Praise Yah, Israel. Oh, praise Yah. Israel, praise Yah, Israel. They get to dance. Oh, lift your voice unto Yah, Israel. Lift your hands unto Yah, Israel. Lift your voice unto Yah, Israel. Lift your voice unto Yah. Sarah dance like this. Oh, lift your voice unto Yah, Israel. Lift your voice unto Yah, Israel. Lift your voice unto Yah, Israel. Lift your voice unto Yah. Oh, hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Hallelujah to Yahweh. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Come on, Sherry. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Hallelujah to Yah, Israel. Yeah, Barak, you all. We bless you all that are listening. May Yah enrich you today. Pray the message was one of strength and the spirit, and perfect the kadosh of Yah with fear. May Yah barak you all. May strengthen you all to your home and each of you that are listening.
the blessing of Yah to you. Hallelujah.